Chapter 121. Osborne would remember him kindly, and be happy in the marriage she was about to make. Married? Not the least, Jose answered. He had heard from her. She made no mention of the marriage, and by the way, it was curious, she wrote to say that Major Dobbin was going to be married, and hoped that he would be happy. What were the dates of Sedley's letters from Europe? The civilian fetched them. They were 2 months later than the Major's, and the ship's surgeon congratulated himself upon the treatment adopted by him towards his new patient, who had been consigned to shipboard by the Madras practitioner with very small hopes indeed. For, from that day, the very day that he changed the draft, Major Dobbin began to mend. And thus it was that deserving officer, Captain Kirk, was disappointed of his majority. After they passed St. Helena, Major Dobbin's gaiety and strength was such as to astonish all his fellow passengers. He larked with the midshipmen, played single stick with the mates, ran up the shrouds like a boy, sang a comic song one night to the amusement of the whole party assembled over their grog after supper, and rendered himself so gay, lively, and amiable that even Captain Bragg, who thought there was nothing in his passenger, and considered he was a poor-spirited feller at first, was constrained to own that the Major was a reserved, but well-informed and meritorious officer. "He ain't got the stangy manners, dammy," Bragg observed to his first mate. "He wouldn't do at Government House, Roper, where his lordship and Lady William was as kind to me, and shook hands with me before the whole company, and asking me at dinner to take beer with him, before the commander-in-chief himself. He ain't got manners, but there's something about him," and thus Captain Bragg showed that he possessed discrimination as a man, as well as ability as a commander. But a calm taking place, when the Ramchunder was within 10 days' sail of England, Dobbin became so impatient and ill-humored as to surprise those comrades who had before admired his vivacity and good temper. He did not recover until the breeze sprang up again, and was in a highly excited state when the pilot came on board. Good God, how his heart beat as the two friendly spires of Southampton came in sight. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.